Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And FedEx.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. How about that? Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? Thank you for being part of my day. My pleasure as always. Ray Keating is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member. Ray, thanks for hanging out with us. Welcome back.
Morning, Jim. How are you?
It's good to have you back. Ray, by the way, folks, is Chief Economist for the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, an organization I've been telling you about since the very beginning of the show back in 97. He's the author of Warrior Monk. That's the one before the last one, and the most recent one, though, is Chuck Versus the Business World, business tips on TV. Ray, I'm going to throw you a tiny bit of a curveball. I know we're going to talk about what you wanted to talk about in a minute, but first I want to talk about what I want to talk about.
Okay?
Okay. Sometimes that's how this works on the show, Ray.
Well, you are the host, sir.
All right, so you're a conservative. You bill yourself. You are a conservative individual. Politically, you're a conservative, and I think you're conservative fiscally and socially, right?
Yeah.
And so I'd like to take a moment and just and differentiate between those two, as well as libertarians, because you spoke recently to a libertarian group. And a lot of times people wonder, what's the difference in a conservative and a libertarian? So tell us that first. What do you think is the difference in a conservative and a libertarian?
Wow, okay.
You can do this better than anybody I know. Oh, right, come on.
Not that you're setting me up, Ernie. But no, actually they're closely aligned. I mean, actually I refer to myself as a conservative with very strong libertarian leanings. So,
yeah.
So that's number one. I think that the fundamental difference is when you get on economic issues, for the most part, I think conservatives and libertarians line up alike. They're very much for the freedom of the individual, freedom of the marketplace. I think when you get into some other issues is where differences start to come in. And conservatives tend to be have more respect for, for tradition, for history, all those things come into effect. Libertarians tend to be much more focused on the individual rights, which certainly conservatives are concerned
right.
about. But when you get down into policy issues, the differences start to come up with, you know, for example, on foreign policy, conservatives tend to be more, if you want to say, strong on defense or even
right.
hawkish.
Right.
Libertarians tend to be more, well, you know what, let's bring our troops home type
more
of thing.
More isolationists, aren't they?
Yes, a little more. I would argue more isolationists.
Uh-huh.
They probably wouldn't use that word, though.
Right, they wouldn't use it, but that's... They would call it common sense, but you or I might call it isolationist. Yeah.
Yes. And then, quite frankly, over on social issues, conservatives tend to be more, you know, again, traditional values, pro-family, pro-life, those things. Libertarians, quite frankly, on that stuff tend to be all over the map. So, I mean,
yeah.
I know, for example, pro-life libertarians, and I know pro-choice libertarians. So I think
uh-huh.
it tends to get more mixed on those.
Well, things. But conservatives are the same way. That's the reason I differentiate. I identified you as a social and fiscal conservative. But I know people who are fiscal conservatives. They want the government out of our lives, but yet they might be pro-choice. So that...
absolutely. But I think when you think of the term conservative, like Republican, you could see that. I think when you think of the term conservative as an encompassing term,
mm-hmm.
I think that would cover, you know, kind of the free market end of things,
mm-hmm.
The social conservative end of things. But then, you know, you're going to have exceptions, obviously. And listen, nobody's, you know, 100%, you know,
that's
down
right.
the line probably.
But wouldn't you say the common thread with libertarians and with conservatives, whatever their variation on those themes, is that they have a healthy and appropriate distrust and maybe even disdain for government?
Yes, and absolutely. And I think then it just becomes a matter of degree between conservatives and libertarians. So, you know,
right.
you get some real hardcore
and a high regard for individual self-determination.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. And that's what brings conservatives and libertarians together. Absolutely.
That's right. That's right. And but also, you know, one of the things you have to do, though, and this is something that we're grappling with in the 21st century, Gray, is you know, we may have a healthy disregard for the government and a high regard for self-determination, but along with that comes self-responsibility.
Right.
And that's a 21st century challenge, isn't it, for Americans?
Oh my goodness, it's been a challenge.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah, well, it's always been a challenge for mankind.
Yeah.
But the way our society is set up today, I would argue that it's even a bigger challenge.
Yeah.
Because you have a very different dynamic going on in our culture.
What is it that prayer, take, you know, get the government out of my hair, but not quite yet? but not that part. I like that part over there. Hey, Ray, thanks for good job there, Ray. You did a good job on that little differentiation.
It wasn't exactly a hanging curve.
You never know what I'm gonna say. We're gonna take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. We're gonna talk about the economy and the impact that the unemployment scenario is having on the economy. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.